Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Tap, 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 tap. Keep tapping away there, Kabali. It's a beautiful day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in to Kabali and Mac live on the X, on the Facebook, on the Instagram. IG, as the kids call it, I think. I don't know.
On the threads.
Certainly not going to get an answer from Kabali as to what the kids call it. But welcome in. It is the day after the first day of free agency, which I think, if my math is correct, makes it the second day of free agency. I'm not the one that failed algebra three times.
Hey, it's probably more than three. By the way, what the kids do say, they say it to me all the time.
Yeah. 6-7. Man,
Dad, you're so cringe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks again to the Dan Heck team, heckteamhomes.com, for supporting the Kabali and Mac podcast. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area? They are the ones to take care of you, help you get it done, and get the best possible solution to everything you're looking for. Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, Corey, John, Keith, Heather, Mike, Tia, the whole team ready to help you today. Go to Heck, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com. It's right there on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, and you haven't subscribed yet, what the hell are you doing? Come on, get your life together. Subscribe on YouTube. If you prefer the audio only version, for like, I don't know, while you're driving in the car or going to the gym or something, I don't know. By all means, iTunes or Spotify. Kabali laughs because he hasn't seen the inside of a gym in a little bit, right? Other than when you do your powerlifting.
No, I used to go to what's that one that spells judgment wrong? Judgment Day, not Judgment Day, Judgment Zone.
Planet you Fitness, no Judgment Zone.
Judgment
Free Zone. That's what it is.
They spell the judgment wrong. So I just sit there. Well, this has been a couple years now when I can actually walk, go on the old treadmill and stuff. And I'd be looking there. I'm like, just staring at, why are they spelling judgment wrong? Is it on purpose? They did that on purpose. And I get really confused. Whatever. So, you know, they don't let you cancel that SOB unless you go in and say, please cancel it. That has to be against the law.
Yeah, I don't think it is, but
I have to go in person to say, I don't want this anymore, just to embarrass you.
How's it embarrassing to you? You have to get your 10 or 20 bucks a month back or whatever it is.
Well, you have to go in there and say, I don't want to come here anymore, rather than just hit one button on the computer.
I think you're getting a little testy. How are the old Achilles feeling?
Achilles good. My foot and ankle's kind of still messed up.
Come on, man.
Well, you know, I'm not going to be running a marathon lately, and I just got the cortisone shot from the knee last week, so I'm ready.
How's that
to
feeling? Woo. Feeling good?
It feels good for about 2.5 months. Then we go south pretty quickly, and I got to wait 3 weeks in pain. Then we're rinse and repeat.
Right back where we started. Lovely. So it is day two of free agency. Let's start before we get to all the guys they lost, because they lost at least a handful of guys in free agency.
Lost, I think 7 now, right?
7. What'd you say it was? What percentage of last year's opening day lineup?
That was before Elandon Roberts, who signed with the Raiders. So it's 7 of 22 opening day starters.
That's a lot of
Let me pull out the old calculator here. I can do this.
Can you do 7 divided by 22? We're doing percentages with my kid in math class these past few weeks. So I'm good at this.
32% if you round up.
There you go. He failed algebra four times, but he can use a calculator. So 32% of last year's opening day lineup is gone. We'll talk about which losses may feel the most important right now and which ones may actually be the most important, and what else they did in free agency. Is like the Darius Slay thing even real or official yet? Not sure. We'll get to all of that, but let's start with the big empty elephant sized hole in the roster. What are we waiting for? Are we just waiting for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision here? And if Rodgers decides to go to Minnesota or New York, then the Steelers backpedal to Russ? Is that what we're looking at this point?
That's probably the only option, but I don't know why he would go to Minnesota.
If they gave him a lot of money?
I don't know. I think it's just, some of these people might be here watching this right now later in the day, and it's
right. Might be done.
Very much done now. What I'm under the impression of is, it's just a matter of, dotting the T's, crossing the I's, and counting the bucks, right?
So this is the thing. I think he's probably, knowing Rodgers, he's probably just trying to leverage what few other teams are still out there against each other to try and make a few extra zeros on this thing, which, hey, I don't blame him. I'd do the same thing if I were in that position. But that feels like it would be the only thing holding this up. He's the next quarterback, it feels like, in the pecking order of guys getting signed. We started with Darnold yesterday morning. Then it was Fields yesterday afternoon. Now it feels like Rodgers is next. And then after that, Russ will fall into place. And then all of your assorted 1Bs, right? Yes. Your decent backups, but not quite great starting quarterbacks like your Daniel Joneses and your Jameis Winstons and your Joe Flaccos.
I just read somebody said that Daniel Jones is down to, I think, Minnesota and the Colts.
Right.
So, there's no interest there in the Steelers at all.
That's actually really reassuring to hear, to be honest.
I guess unless, things really hit sideways here, you can never count out anything 100%. That's never, it's not like it's on the goal line or anything like that of the other guy.
Well, this is what's going to happen, though, and this is what I feared may happen when we looked at what this quarterback market was presenting us with. It's, they didn't want to overpay Fields. I get it. I don't think I'd want to pay Justin Fields $20 million a year either for 2 years, as the Jets decided to do. They didn't want to overpay Darnold. What did Darnold end up getting? Close to 40 mil,
33, 34
mil a year for three years, I think. 3 or 4 years. So they didn't want to go in either one of those directions. And I totally get it, compared with what we saw from each of those guys. To your point, you've made it over and over again. 6 games from Fields, 14, 15 games from Darnold that looked okay. With Rodgers, the way this is dragging out now, it feels like they're going to end up overpaying for Rodgers. And that means probably paying a whole lot more than they at least would have paid Fields, and maybe as much as they would have had to pay Darnold.
But I think there's more of a commitment to those guys. I don't know how much you're going to commit to Aaron Rodgers past the year.
He wants to play 2 years, he says, right?
Well, you can structure a contract to get out with under. Here's the thing with Rodgers is I think he is what this team needs with what's left. I mean, like you say, why not Justin Fields? Well, I don't think Justin Fields puts them in a better opportunity to do better than they did last year. Rodgers does. I mean, he has the MVPs. He has the arm strength. He played well last year. He has the mentality, I think. I'm not quite worried about him being, a little off-center. We all a little bit off-center, right? I don't really care that if he throws the ball. I think he's their perfect fit right now. I mean, plan B, I think Russell Wilson, I think he would be definitely a step down, but he's in that same realm of being that veteran quarterback. If you've got young receivers, talented receivers, young running backs, young offense, you want to have that veteran in there, and I think that's the route they're going. And, they're just trying to – I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, man. We complain and complain and complain that they – just like to have to be in the murky middle a little bit. Man, they're doing all they can right now try to win this year. And trying to win this year with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, I think is your best opportunity right now. There's nobody out there. There was nobody out there who was going to come here and change this franchise.
No, I'll grant you that. We've known that about this quarterback market for months. We knew there wasn't going to be anybody out there and available who would change your short-term fortunes. Look, I have not been a fan of the Rodgers thing because I've said it over and over again. I think he's a shell of himself, occasionally shoots lightning bolts out of his ass, and most of the rest of the time is just average. I think we saw more lightning bolt shooting coming in the final month of the season when there was, very little to lose for the Jets, and maybe they opened things up a little bit more. They got Adams in there, so he had another familiar target, a good familiar target. If it does end up being Aaron Rodgers, which feels a little bit more inevitable every minute, I think I'll take that as long as it doesn't cost appreciably more than you should be paying any 42-year-old starting quarterback in the NFL. Like, if this thing is north of $25 million, it's going to feel like Rodgers did everything he could to leverage the other teams out there against you, leverage the fact that you have no quarterbacks on the roster against you, and that you were willing to pay a little too much for a guy who, again, may occasionally, I say this over and over again, I'm a broken record, may occasionally shoot lightning bolts out of his ass, but still sometimes looks like he's 42 freaking years old because, he will be in December.
Well, I mean, you can say that about some of the younger guys too, right? You can say that about Justin Fields that sometimes, he has lightning bolts out of his ass too with some of the stuff he's able to do, but then he looks like he's a 26-year-old failure of a top 10 pick in the NFL as well. I mean, Fair. It's just age difference right there. I mean, it really comes across to me so far in the first day or two of training camp whatever this is called.
Free agency.
Not even free agency, tampering period, free agency, whatever. It seems like they do have a plan. I mean, they got DK Metcalf, right? They got Metcalf, and they acquired a big name guy, paid him a ton of money, but didn't cost him any compensatory pick selections, right?
Okay, so this is a theory. I want to veer off course here for a second and talking about quarterbacks and Rodgers specifically and what the team will look like in 2025. Because there is a theory out there, and I've had this texted to me by a couple people, that what they're doing is purposeful in how they're accumulating compensatory picks for 2026 in an effort to maybe package some of those picks and move up in.
Sounds like a great plan to me.
So is that the plan then? We knew stopgap quarterback for 2025 was going to be the plan again, regardless of whether it was Rodgers or even Fields or, short of signing Darnold, it was going to be stopgap territory at the quarterback position. So is it now, Aaron, you come in, hold down the fort for a year, and a year from now, we're going to have so many compensatory picks, we're going to move up from the third round to the second. Then we'll take those second round picks, we'll move from the second up in the first. And is that the plan then, that even if you end up doing your typical 10-7, losing the wild card deal next year, sitting at 18, 19, 20, 21 in the draft, you're able to move up into the top 10 and maybe get a franchise quarterback in 2026?
See, I don't know if it's on purpose because the guys lost. They lost. They were going to lose. You're not signing Dan Moore. You can't anticipate him get $82 million, right? And a potential third-round compensatory pick. You're not signing James Daniels coming off an Achilles, and you weren't expecting him to go as high as he went. Najee, you weren't expected to bring him back. So I don't think they're purposely not bringing back some of their own just to accrue these. It's just been a nice little side shoot of what has happened so far. And being able to acquire a big name like Metcalf doesn't hinder that whatsoever. Of course, if they're going to sign a guy like whoever their quarterback's going to be, that's going to eat into that a little bit. But you're still looking at needing a solid third, fourth. Right now, I think they're on pace to have six. But, you go for the big names now, even if it's the Slays, who might not come here, may come, whatever's going to happen with him. I mean, he's probably not going to get paid that much. I assume the Slay deal is going to happen. I think it's just a matter of he's not officially a free agent yet, so you can't officially talk to him yet,
right,
even though they unofficially talk to him and probably unofficially come to a deal. So it's just not gamesmanship, just the wording. They don't want to get fined there. But, I mean, this free agency period is not long. I think it only lasts – I don't even know what the date is. Maybe it's early May. Not even May. Maybe sometime in April where they cut that off and you can sign any free agent you want after mm-hmm. that and not count against the selections. As long as you have more losses and gains, you're eligible. So I think that goes without saying right now. They lost seven guys and they've only brought in – two, and I don't even know if any of the two of those are. I don't even know if Williams is or the what's his name, the linebacker is eligible. So I think it's just a factor that it's a good problem to have. Okay, now we got these guys. Now, okay, let's think here. I don't think they're purposely holding off.
Well, but I mean,
who you want them to go sign right now that would dent that? I don't know.
I mean, we talked last week about Jonathan Allen. He goes off and gets 3 years, $20 million a year in Minnesota. They
it's
haven't
hard to commit that money to him when you don't have a quarterback under contract right now.
Understood. But if you have the framework, you think at least the framework, an idea, a range on what Rodgers is going to cost you or what you may be able to get Russ for, if that's your fallback position, you have to be able to. I think that's the frustrating part for a lot of people as we're sitting here talking about it at 10:50 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday morning, is we thought the quarterback thing would get done. It still hasn't. Now we're looking at, you know, the possibility of Rodgers or Wilson coming back. And, oh, by the way, pieces were lost. Now, it's also funny to me that other than Elandon Roberts, I have not seen anybody on social media really losing their mind or being super upset about any of these losses. I take that back. Plenty of people were disappointed that Najee left, but they understand why he left.
Fields. No, they're upset that Najee left. They're not upset that he left. They're upset that he might be in a better situation where he might succeed in San Diego, Los Angeles, under that scheme, under that coach, under that.
Yeah. So there is a feeling, I think, amongst fans, and they can tell us if they feel differently in the comments, that they're falling behind. They're losing some ground here in the first 24 hours of the tampering period because, okay, the lead quarterback option is gone. We have yet to really address the defensive line. The linebacker shuffling doesn't really feel like it was necessarily, I don't know, was it necessary? Everybody liked Elandon Roberts. He was great in the run game.
He's a one down back, I call him. The short yardage back. This guy,
Malik Williams, different.
He's a guy that can play similar to Roberts and being that power downhill inside linebacker, first and second down, but he can play special teams as well.
Sorry, Malik Harrison. I said Williams. Malik Harrison.
Plus, he's younger, so why not?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like the inside linebacker position is already taken care of on this team, though. Care of pretty well with the three guys that they had rotating in there between Queen, Peyton Wilson, and Elandon Roberts.
Yeah, Holcomb's back, but you don't know what you're getting there until you see it. So I don't have any problem with that. I mean, I don't know how much did he get. I didn't even hear or didn't pay attention.
I want to say it was like $5 million.
It was 2 for 10, right? 2 for 10.
Yeah.
So it's not that much. It's probably taking up two positions. I mean, their special teams taking a little bit of a hit. So I don't know if Matakavish coming back. I don't know if a couple of those other guys are coming back. So you need to fill out that roster as well with backups. So I don't have no problem with that. Although Roberts was, you know, he's a Steelers type of guy and you'd like to see him come back. But I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But anybody else, I mean, there's nobody else that you should be hurt over leaving. Maybe Fields. I guess some people are the pro Justin Fields, but I think they got revisionist history. If I think they go back and really look at those first couple games, you'd be like, I'm not quite sure about this.
I think you can be disappointed that Justin Fields left and also understand why it didn't make sense to keep him at that price. Like, they're two independent things, in my opinion. Like, I would have liked to see Justin Fields get another opportunity for an entire season as the unequivocal starter in this offense, but I also wouldn't have done it at 20 mil. When we did our theoretical signings last week, I said three at 15. And then as soon as things started going the way they did Sunday night, yesterday morning, you could tell that this was going to end up being a massive overpay by the Jets, which it is. It's only for 2 years. Yeah. So that, you know, that works for them, but $30 million guaranteed for Justin Fields is a little too rich.
Well, that's, I think I tweeted this the other day or yesterday when it happened. What do you get? $40 million. That's like $3 million for every career win he has.
All right, smart ass.
well, you know what? Sam Darnold's right there too. I think he only has like 17 career wins and he got, I don't even know how many, he doesn't have many either. So I am all for Aaron Rodgers, especially at this point. It was with the options, bring him on, see what he can do. Worst comes to worst, do it again next year. I don't care if he gets paid $30 million. I don't care if he gets paid $40 million. Bring him on, give him that offense, and let's see if that's the guy that, you know, you expected Russell Wilson to be throughout the entire season, even though I still think Russell didn't play terrible down the stretch. I think everybody played terrible down the stretch.
Yeah, that's fair. So I want a note on quibbling about numbers and what guys get paid in just a second, but I want to thank our friends at Southwest Greens, southwestgreenspa.com. Go there, southwestgreenspa.com. Tell Jake that you need to get your yard taken care of because spring is here. It's happened. It's supposed to be like 75 on. It's supposed to be nice today, isn't it?
And yeah, then kids are wearing shorts to school this morning. Yep.
In the 60s or 70s all week. So spring is here. You want to be outside. You want to be in the yard playing with your kids, playing with your pets. Maybe you're a golfer. You want to be out there practicing the old putting stroke. You can do all of that in your own backyard with Southwest Greens. The yard, they will install artificial grass, but it looks real, very easy to maintain. You don't have to water it. You don't have to mow it. You can put it around the kids' play area, put it around the pool area maybe if you want to brighten that spot up. Wherever you want to put it, the entire yard, front and back, they don't care. They'll take care of it for you. SouthwestGreensPA.com. Thanks again to them for supporting Kabali and Mac. So this is a point I wanted to bring up because we talked about it right before we went on the air.
You know, my water bill was $173.
I believe it. And that, wait, was that this month or was that during the summer?
I can't get onto my account through a line. This has to be wrong. It has to be.
I don't know, man.
$173 for water. What? Yeah. I mean, it's not like something. Is there a leak somewhere? What's going on?
No. Do your kids take super long showers and baths?
No, I don't
know. I have an almost 16-year-old daughter who takes like 35-minute showers. It's ridiculous.
It's a lot of washing of the clothes with the kids.
That too. We do laundry every day in this house.
$173.
Yeah. Just wait till summer. I told you, my neighbor next door, because he loves his lawn so much, spent like $400 each month last summer on watering his grass.
Southwest Greens. You don't need to do that.
Exactly.
It was 200 bills. So maybe it is.
So that's our money. As for the Steelers' money, I got a couple people come at me yesterday because I mentioned what I said about Fields. Well, that too. It doesn't help. But I mentioned I really like what Fields did here. Would have loved to see him come back, but not at $20 million a year. It's too much. Oh, it's not your money. What do you care? Here's the thing. It's the NFL. There's a salary cap. And if we can save 5 or 10 mil here or there on an important position like quarterback, it's why teams now try to capitalize on young quarterbacks on entry level deals. Then you can spend that money elsewhere, i.e., defensive line.
Jonathan Allen. Why do you think he went to Minnesota? Because JJ McCarthy's on his rookie deal.
Exactly. So that, though, to me is hilarious coming from some of the same people who will argue with you about giving TJ Watt an extension.
Breaking news.
What? What happened?
Daniel Jones signing with the Colts.
Oh, Jesus. You said
Oh, according to Mr. Rap Sheet.
Oh, my God. You said Daniel Jones, and I nearly passed out. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Well, there's one more off the board. You remember when Daniel Jones, Brian Garrett should be able to talk about this, the Pony Burner, about how he was interested in he's hearing that he's coming here. So much for that.
Thank God that takes that option off.
There's nobody left. It's Aaron. It's always been there. No, it's always was Justin. But
well, here's the thing, though. In the game of musical chairs, there are three teams left and only two quarterbacks. Really? I mean, Giants, Vikings, if they're going to go with a veteran starter, and the Steelers, and you've got Rodgers, Russ, unless the team that gets screwed out of one of these two, I don't know, maybe the Steelers sign Rodgers, Russ goes to Minnesota on a one-year deal, and the Giants end up with Kirk Cousins when he finally gets released by the Falcons, which is odd. I can't figure out why they haven't just – they have to pay him $7 million? A big roster bonus, like a seven-figure roster bonus on Sunday, I think it is, if he's still on the roster. I have no idea what the Falcons are doing by hoarding Kirk Cousins, but they are. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, the people that will complain that it's not your money when you talk about not wanting to give Fields too much, but then tell you that it's ridiculous to have an aging edge rusher on the roster at $40 million a year. TJ Watt is going to get that. I hate to break it to people. If you're anti-TJ Watt for whatever reason, maybe because he didn't make any big plays down the stretch last year, when, to your point, the rest of the team was also flailing about. Maybe it's because he's older and the Steelers always over the years have detached themselves from older linebackers before they ended up going over the peak, and sometimes in some instances way too early. I don't know what it is. But for some reason, people are our guy Joe Starkey at The Fan. Thank you, Horace. Put up a poll earlier today, and like 80% of the people have given an A, B option of sign TJ Watt or trade TJ Watt. 80% of the respondents said trade TJ Watt. I can't wrap my head around it.
They think they're going to get seven first-round picks. Saquon Barkley and the other team pay him $100 million and everybody in Pittsburgh gets free tickets. Even if you do trade him, it's not going to be worth it. You're going to get if you're lucky, a first round pick, right? Daniel Jones, by the way, 1 year, $14 million.
Holy.
As a backup. As a guy competing.
Wow. That's a hell of an insurance policy against Anthony Richardson getting
Anthony
hurt.
Anthony Richardson might be here next year.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just put that in the universe. Why would you do that?
One for 14. That tells you you're looking at a backup potential quarterback who has really done nothing in his career getting $14 million a year. So if you're looking at Rodgers at 13 for one or 30 for one, I mean, I'm at the point, it's weird. I understand what you're saying about the money, but if I'm getting a fifth-string backup cornerback for 2 for $12 million, I'd rather take that money and stick it on the quarterback and say, I'll worry about my fifth-string defensive back when I need to worry about it.
I get that. The quarterback is a much more important position. Nobody's arguing that you'd rather spend the money on, I don't know, Malik Harrison, for example, $5 million a year. I'd rather take that $5 million and instead of spending it on a second string linebacker and special teamer, spend that on the quarterback. So I totally get it. That's a very applicable point, but the point still remains that spending more than 25 a year on Aaron Rodgers is going to feel like an overpay if he comes in here and does what he did for about the first two thirds of the season last year in New York, which was nothing.
Yeah. There's a comment from, I don't know who it is, says, how is Rodgers better than Russ? Well, I don't know if it is, but it's something different. You know, we saw Russ and I thought Russ played well, but if you have a chance to switch things up a little bit and try a different route, you know, take the left turn at the Y in the road instead of the right one at this time.
Yeah.
Why not? I'm willing for a year or two or whatever. Now throw anything against the wall here and see what happens.
I will say this. We saw what Russ looked like in Arthur Smith's offense, and it was capable, right? Capable of doing what he was asked, capable of managing the offense, even had a big game against Cincy, had the big fourth quarter down in Washington. He was capable of some things in that offense.
Without an entire offseason, too, by the way.
Without the offseason, without a DK Metcalf, right? So,
without a running game.
That would indicate to me that maybe we, if Russ comes back, maybe we do get a little bit more from Russ. I think the offensive line is going to be better too. Maybe we do get a little bit more from Russ. Is Rodgers going to be that much better than whatever incremental improvement we get from Russ?
Could be. It could be.
I do have a legitimate concern about Aaron Rodgers walking in, not wanting to have anything to do with Arthur Smith's offense, and just blowing the shit up and saying, we're going to do what I want to do.
I'm just trying to. Man, a lot of people out there on the Twitterverse saying that Daniel Jones should have been Steelers' target.
Ooh.
Who the hell is saying that?
Actually, Ross Tucker just said it. Well, Pony said it too, but, you know.
Okay.
He must be toggling in between Brian Garrett and.
But you understand what I'm saying, right? Like, Rodgers could walk in here and blow the whole thing up.
Oh, that's what we said about a lot of people, too. Didn't we say that about Russ last year? No, well, you know, he's so full of himself. You talk about polar opposites, though.
I never thought Russ was going to walk in here and make it all about himself.
Well, that's all you heard about, right? Nobody had a positive thing to say about him.
At least I didn't. Sane people, I don't think, had a thought that Russell Wilson was going to walk in and try to make the Pittsburgh Steelers offense all about him. It was more just about him being over the hill and a cornball. That was really it. Those were my only two complaints. And then eventually the cornball stuff started to kind of endear me to him. You know, like, I'll be honest. I kind of ended up liking it. Whereas Rodgers could walk in here and, again, maybe I shouldn't have a problem, I guess. I'm starting to argue with myself here. Maybe I shouldn't have a problem with Rodgers wanting to come in and blow up Arthur Smith's offense, because it's not like it's built to score more than 22 points a game.
Like I said, I don't think you can go wrong with Aaron Rodgers for 1 year. I just keep saying the same words, arm talent. He does have the arm talent. Okay, he's slow, but he's one of the quickest release guys in the league last year, so he doesn't need to hold on to the ball that long. I mean, is it ideal to have a 41-year-old quarterback? No. But once again, at this point, I'm taking my chances. Unless I'm getting a franchise quarterback in the draft or somebody falls to me like that, which is not going to happen, this is your second best option. And I don't know why people are so against it. It's not like he's going to be here 8 years, 12 years, and it's not like you're going to get somebody in the draft like Tyler Shuck or whatever the heck his name is to come in here and be Brock Purdy. It's just not going to happen.
No, I agree that nobody in the draft is super impressive to me. I like Jackson Dart, but not where he's going to end up going in the draft. So, first of all, I was laughing in the middle of you talking there, not because anything you were saying was funny or humorous, but because we've decided that Brian Garrett, who comments on YouTube all the time, and we love Brian, is just Andrew Filippone's burner account on YouTube. Yeah. And I've decided that everything Brian Garrett puts in the comments, I'm going to read in my head in Andrew Filippone's voice. Mulsey, Rodgers can't move. He's 41 years old. Dude blows his Achilles out in the first game. You're screwed. Mulsey.
That's a good thing. Now that you think about it, we can have a conversation, me and Aaron, about Achilles.
You could.
I didn't have quite the same type of rehab as him, but he didn't have 2 in 11 weeks, so.
Yeah, that's true.
something tells me he wouldn't be that open to my conversations.
You don't think? You don't think you could endear yourself to Aaron Rodgers?
I can endear myself to a corpse.
Exactly. You're a down-to-earth, humble guy from the Mon Valley. There's no way if you get an opportunity to have 5 minutes alone talking to Aaron Rodgers that he's not going to be like, you know what? This Cabali guy ain't too bad. Pat says he's okay. I trust Pat's opinion. I think this guy's okay. You might develop a little bit of a relationship with Rodgers, and then you bring him on the show. How about that?
Yeah, now you're paying him?
Maybe. will he take I don't know, some signed stuff from First and Goal? Could that work to get him on? Maybe we get him some Yoli's gift cards, maybe.
Yoli?
Yeah.
I was gonna go this weekend, but I did not.
Why not?
I felt like some wings, and I probably made a mistake.
Why would you get? You get like
I went to Permane's, which are normally not that bad, but
they're good. I like their wings.
Yeah, but they weren't the best in the world this time. But hey, we all write crappy stories every once in a while, right?
I'll tell you what I had this weekend that was excellent. You've been there before. They're big fans of you. Truss, since we're talking about local eateries.
Ooh, it's right down the road, baby. It's tough. I got a pizza there, and I think I got wings, what they were really like, chicken legs.
Yeah, we did the Detroit style pizzas on Sunday. Oh my god, they had like a pierogi style one, and then like just one that they do plant with pepperoni, has the three different sauces on it, like a pesto and a red sauce.
You get a keg of beer?
No, we didn't do all that. I already
Santori doesn't believe in that.
I got beer in the fridge. No, this was just for us and the kids. The kids, surprisingly, were kids and wanted plain pizza, so it just meant, you know, more for me and the wife, but it's delicious. If you live in the Pleasant Hills area, the South Hills, try Truss. It's damn good. Baby. Truss Brewing and Pizza. Real quick, BB on X said the people that are against signing Watt at $40 million feel like they're more than one player away from contending, plus he's in his 30s. Use the money to address multiple positions of need. I love TJ. Just wonder if the $40 million can be better allocated.
Okay, would you take TJ Watt?
Or
would you take Jonathan Allen and – just trying to think of two needy positions and –
Darius Slay. What's Slay going to get when he ends up signing?
Paid that much.
Well, let's make it three players then. Let's say Jonathan Allen, Darius Slay, and J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah. What would you rather have?
I think I know the answer to that.
I want T.J. Watt.
Same.
I'm not a firm believer in just because he's 31 years old, he's trash. I mean, Bruce Smith played until he was 40, and he's the all-time sack leader. So, I mean, it's just a strange, strange belief that you got your best player. I mean, let's just liken this to the Pirates. The Pirates don't really have – that's like trading Paul Skeens because right. You know you're not going to win with him, but you can get like three – average players in return.
Careful. This might actually happen.
Doesn't make sense, right? Doesn't make sense.
Careful. This might actually happen in a couple years. Kaboom.
Well, it might happen now. I mean, you get a couple prospects maybe, and you get – I can't even think of anything. You're not trading Paul Skeens and getting Juan Soto in return with the money. You know, those things don't happen.
No,
so why not do that? Why not trade Sidney Crosby and get the money that he's spending there and go find yourself two solid players? No, you just don't do that.
Well, Sid doesn't make it so much anymore. But your point remains the same, and I get it. I know what you're talking about, and I agree with you. So I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about it.
Are you sold on Nick Herbig?
I love Nick Herbig. Every
down back or a situation.
I love Nick Herbig.
He's good, but I haven't seen him
more than – I love me some Herbig.
I haven't seen him more than 25% of the snaps. I mean, what does he do if he's in there? What do they say when you – some guys you put in there and the more they play, the more they get exposed? A reason why they're backups? I don't know. I mean, I might be 100% wrong. I'm just throwing it out there. We just haven't seen it.
Okay. That's fair. But, like, if – I will say this. If something were to happen where TJ Watt were not on the roster, I wouldn't be – like, I would be disappointed that there was no TJ Watt, clearly, because I think he's still one of the three best pass rushers in the game. but I wouldn't necessarily feel like we had to race to go find another edge rusher because I really like Highsmith and Herbig.
Yeah. We are, I mean, we are arguing with the clouds right now.
I mean, yeah, because it's never going to happen.
I mean, why do we even, it's like, well, that doesn't mean it shouldn't happen. No. I mean, what are we arguing about here? Something that's never going to happen. I'll be like, you know what, Mac, I can never run the marathon. I'll be like, yeah, okay. It's not going to happen. So why are we even arguing about it? Yes, I'm not going to be able to run a marathon. They're not going to trade him. So why are we even talking about it? Maybe if I train for 15 years and lose 100 pounds and you know, and rewind the clock 25 years, I can do it, but it's not going to happen.
Well,
I'm going to get Brian Garrett one more time here. How many playoff games has TJ Watt won? What are the Pittsburgh Steelers' record without TJ Watt in the lineup? I'll wait.
1-20 or something ridiculous, isn't it?
I'm still waiting.
You waiting for Brian to comment? Mousy, how many playoff games has TJ Watt won?
It just seems like a radio topic just to argue with.
It is. No disrespect to the people that bring it up to talk about it on the radio. Good for them.
Oh, I understand.
It's their decision to talk about it.
It's content.
Yeah, but it's not content necessarily based in reality, which happens a lot on sports talk radio these days. Thanks again to Tony Danilo and the guys at Impact HVAC. Go to Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. They will take care of you. You need your furnace. I mean, the furnace you're not going to be using a lot at this point in the year forward, maybe just at night occasionally, but maybe you want to get it tuned up next fall. Before you start using it again, you definitely want to get the AC tuned up and ready for the late spring, early summer, because you know weather, bang, going to turn on a dime. We'll go from beautiful, sunny, 70-degree days to, oh my God, it's 85, and it's sweltering very quickly here in Western PA. There's a wildfire alert. Did you see that, Kabali?
No.
Yeah, there's an increased risk of wildfires today.
I know two things. There was a fire up on top of my hill the other day of a car on fire, and there's like 7 inches of dirt on my car outside.
Yeah, it's like raining dirt. I don't know what's going on.
I
had no idea. But if you need everything taken care of with your AC and your furnace, Impact HVAC are the people to take care of it for you. So let's roll through the names that did leave, because I want to talk about that. And well, first let's talk about the one we talked about, Malik Harrison. Darius Slay is not official yet. Darius Slay is not getting any younger, but it looks like you mentioned, it's just about waiting for the league year to officially start tomorrow at 4 p.m. And that'll be official.
Because they're probably still thinking they could trade him. The Eagles, if somebody comes in the last minute and say, hey, I'll give you a 7th-round pick, then you don't release him, right?
Right.
So that's what it is.
But I don't, depending on, you know, how much they spend on him and, you know, is a 1-year deal, 2-year deal, whatever it may be. I don't hate Darius Slay.
I don't hate him. You know what I don't hate him about? Helping that potential star across the defense from him.
And I'm not even thinking about just helping Peasy. I'm thinking about bringing along Corey Trice, too, who we talked about the other day. Those guys get to sit there and learn from Darius Slay, who, yeah, may be 34 years old. His birthday is on New Year's Day. Did you realize that? I didn't remember that.
Although one issue about Darius Slay, here's my phone, right? Steelers locker room looks like this.
Okay.
Darnell Washington's lockers right here. They might want to put Darius Slay's over here.
Oh, that's right. they can get over it. They'll be good. It's a little scrap at the end of a play. It happens.
I said, Darnell, were you watching, like, thinking of Blindside? He goes, yeah, just had to kick him out the club. I said, why not?
I wish they would use that dude to his full potential. It felt like they were starting to last year. That man, his size, his agility, he can absolutely pancake people, and he can also toe tap in the corner of the end zone. That's all I'm going to say. They need to use him more.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a lumberer, But if you use him correctly.
But he's perfect for the red zone, Kaboom. He is made for the red zone.
Look how many early times they got to him with those waggle plays in games where he released late and he was wide open and you know darn well. And I asked him about this before. He said, well, if it's an early catch like that, I'm not jumping over a guy. I'm setting the tone. I'm trying to run him over. And he goes, I think they're starting to realize that. He just, whoom. He's the biggest human I've ever seen. He's six, all 6'8", all 310, 315, and he's a tight end.
All right, let's talk about the guys that they lost and how much we think they'll miss these guys. Let's start with Dan Moore Jr. I don't think they'll miss Dan Moore Jr. at all.
80. I know. I said last year the guy's going to get paid and people were laughing at me. You don't find 26, 27-year-old left tackles that have 50 to 60 games of starting experience in your career. You just don't see it. Now, $82 million worth? But –
yeah, it's a bit of an overpay. Bit of an overpay.
No, a little bit of overpay, but you're worth what you get paid. The bottom line with that is here in Pittsburgh, we hammer him, and I think a lot of that has to do with that goofy Pro Football Focus. Well, he's great, Josh Rush. Well, okay. Was he perfect? No, but not like he was a bum either.
I've never seen something more polarizing in this town, or at least among Steeler fans, than Pro Football Focus. Like,
it's just goofy.
Well, I think there's a lot of value to what they do.
Goofy.
I think there's a lot of value to what they do. I do think that sometimes the way it rolls up, like all this data they accumulate, the way it rolls up into a final number or grade can make you go, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. Like, for example, I think some of their data, it's great to accumulate and use it as a differentiator of players, but it's not the end-all, be-all. Like, pass rush win rate, tell me how many sacks a guy has. And if two guys each have 15 sacks, then tell me what their pass rush win rate was or how many times they were double-teamed. Like, that's their data is great for differentiating between players who were close. But when one player's so obviously better than another, like, I don't think.
And plus, you have no idea what the role of a certain player is on a certain play. You might think you know.
Right.
That's a great Jim Morris, but you don't, and you never will.
All right. Justin Fields.
You never saw that one?
Yes, I've seen that one. Justin Fields, gone. Do we think he's going to succeed in New York? He's got weapons.
Whole new regime. I mean, he's just going to – depends how they use him. I mean, if they're expecting him to throw the ball down the field and be accurate with it, I think you're going to – I don't think you all of a sudden become an accurate passer to the degree of what you need to be successful in the NFL. You either have it by now or you don't. Now, you could work around that with some of the other things, some of the schemes, some of the running games, so he could be successful.
I mean, if this Tanner Engstrand, I think is his name, he was the pass game coordinator in Detroit. Aaron Glenn brought him in to be the OC. If he crafts an offense similar to what they ran in Detroit, where Jared Goff has looked like, now granted they play 80% of their games indoors, but where Jared Goff is looking like a superstar 90% of the time, then I think he'll be able to do some good things with Justin Fields without having to push the ball downfield, with letting the wide receivers do the work, especially Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, they got some talent. They're going to have to run the ball, but it's going to a lot of be with scheme, I think. But, I mean, the Jets still – I mean, we don't know how Aaron Glenn is going to come in here. He's going to come in. He could be one of those superstar young coaches that just knocks the socks off everybody the first year, or he could just be a flop. I mean, there's a lot of variables in there. But if you're Justin, you go there, man. You're assured of a starting position for a year or two. You're getting bank. You're having some weapons. I mean, can't blame him for going there, but
no,
it doesn't mean he's going to be successful. If he fails here,
he's done.
You might as well just get one of those clipboards and put your moniker on it, because you're going to be a backup for the rest of your career.
Najee to LA. I think he's going to do really well.
Yeah, I mean, They got a good offensive line. They like to run the ball. They stick to it. But, I mean, the same thing's going to be there, present there that's here. I mean, if you're looking for a guy that can change the game around quickly and bust a long run, you got the wrong guy. I mean, if they were so short of him, would they give him more than 1 year?
No, probably not.
Didn't they word that up to $9 million
Do I think something? What?
I think his contract is 1 year and up to 9 point whatever million.
9.5 or something.
Normally that means there's a lot of incentives thrown in there. So I like
makes
to see
sense.
I like to see a lot of, I like to see a, what the final guaranteed type of money is on there. He has, I mean, that's probably the best place for him to go to be successful. I think he has the coach has a mindset. He has the offensive line that he's been.
Well, but I'll say this.
Well, everywhere. So
if he's going to face a bunch of stacked boxes again, because there aren't a bunch of receiving weapons.
McConkey.
There's McConkey. And, you know, Quentin Johnston has had some flashes, but is not what they expected him to be as a first round pick. And then it's like your DJ Charks and Jalen Rakers of the world. Like there's not a ton of weapons out there.
We absolutely praise the Philadelphia Eagles and they chose Jalen Rager.
Jalen Rager. That's a little bit of a swing and miss on that one.
He made up for it, but that's a huge miss.
But I guess my point is if they don't have the receiving weapons to force teams into two high and three high safeties and they're still able to crowd the box, then Najee's not going to find room.
Well, they got two pretty good tackles.
They do.
They run the gap scheme. They don't run the outside zone. So everything's set up for me. I mean, he couldn't probably have found a better place to land.
Who else did the Steelers lose? James Daniels. No skin off my nose. Who knows what he's going to look like after coming off injury anyway, right? Is he still starting quality offensive lineman, I guess, in the league?
I was just reading this something about Russ, Aaron, and the Jets, Giants.
Which
you believe? He believe he'll put up big numbers with Malik Nabers. Looks like the pro Giants people are trying to get it out there that.
Well, who else is there in that offense besides Malik Nabers? Who else is he thrown to? Malik
Nabers had a ton of.
No, Nabers is fantastic. I'm not arguing against Malik Nabers an elite receiving threat, but.
You know darn well they're taking a quarterback in the first round. I mean, do you want to be subjected
Do you want to be subjected to Aaron Rodgers? Not just Aaron Rodgers and how he'll treat that quarterback, but do you want to be subjected to the whole quarterback controversy thing? What if Rodgers has two bad games and all of a sudden fans start screaming for, I don't know, Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders? Like, that just does not make a ton of sense to me.
I still think Aaron comes here. I think it's just a matter of time.
James Daniels, no big whoop that he's gone.
He had a good season last year until they tore the Achilles, but you got cheap Mason McCormick. And
that's not nice to say about Mason.
Well, I'm sure he wants to get paid more than that. So once they put him in and he played well, I mean, maybe he got a little hired late in the season and wasn't as good as he was early in the season, but the guy is a monster, a beast, madman on the field. So, no, there's no reason to bring him back. Plus, like I said, if you're lucky, Daniels is back by October, right?
Exactly. So you're not even going to get a full season out of him. We already talked about a Landon Roberts. So Dante Jackson. That's the one that I wouldn't have minded seeing Jackson stick around somehow. I liked him, especially early in the year. He had his moments late in the year where he didn't play nearly as well. But for $6.5 million a year, look, if they end up paying Darius Slade the same amount or just a few bucks more, I'm not going to have a problem going from Dante Jackson to Darius Slade. But
Dante Jackson, a very good guy, very good locker room guy.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't know who Darius Slade is in that regard, but I think Dante served his purpose here. I think he was – plus he turned – I mean, what did he have, 5-6 picks last year? Probably dropped another two?
Yeah. I mean, early in the season, like he was a total ball hawk.
Yeah. Not like he was terrible, so I don't think it was that big of a deal.
5 picks last year. 8 passes defense.
I think he dropped a couple too.
Yeah. So we'll see where it goes today. It feels like the Rodgers news is, like you said at the top of the show, any minute people could be watching this right now already knowing.
You guys.
But what?
It's North Bell Vernon, Brian Garrett, North Bell Vernon.
Jay Glazer reporting that Aaron Rodgers is buying a condo in Bell Vernon.
North of Bell Vernon. Hey, like I said, Cam Sutton's your neighbor, so maybe he'll take his house. Darnell Washington lives down around here somewhere by us, too. So,
oh, yeah?
I saw him with the Sheets in Curry Hollow.
Really?
I mean, didn't I just see you at the facility about 20 minutes ago?
Why? I mean,
Darnell Washington stood out in Sheets.
Yeah, I was gonna say you noticed Darnell Washington.
Wait a second, that's Darnell
on the Curry Hollow Sheets. So,
by the way, did you hear the big announcement?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Big night out Wednesday, April 9th,
right? Baby.
PPG Paints Arena. Pat McAfee and his boys gonna have the big night out.
We'll see if we can get somebody on talk about it. Maybe.
I mean, I think we could. I think we could. Hopefully, I mean,
we might have to. We might have to, I don't know, anybody. I mean, maybe we'll get Phil on. I don't know. Get Phil.
Sure. Somebody. You know, it'd be nice. Be a nice little favor by the boys, you know. Then it'll help some fellow Yinzers out. You know what I mean?
See if we can pack the Hass. I'm sure that thing's going to be sold out pretty quickly.
Yeah, I wonder how many tickets they'll sell for it. Like, that's – oh, I actually – one more thing real quick. I can't believe I almost forgot to bring this up. Thanks to K-Law D on X.
Oh.
Kenny Pickett to the Browns.
Like, it looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
It does. Maybe it is. Maybe that's his
freeze, on Twitter. Yeah, you know, Larry Gellin, right. We got to put a deadline on Larry Gellin.
Yeah, I think so. When did we award that? I want to say it's coming up on a month ago now.
We're going to give last call to Larry Gellin.
We're gonna do this, okay? We're gonna give Larry Gellin to the end of the week, all right? Friday at 11:59 p.m. All right. And if Larry Gellin does not reach out directly to one of us to claim the autographed Sidney Crosby photo plaque from First and Goal Sports Collectibles at South Hills Village, thanks again to them for that, then we'll have to find somebody else to award it to, and we'll find a different method, a surefire way to make sure it gets in the hands of a loving, caring, supporting Kabbalion Mac viewer and over, listener.
Send us.
I'm not giving it to you.
No, I'm just saying. Maybe you can bribe me. Give me some pizza or some.
God damn, man, you. Kenny Pickett to Cleveland is fantastic. I'm sorry. That might be my favorite part of yesterday.
So he's been part of 3 teams in 12 months?
12 months, yeah. For a 5th-round pick. And Dorian Thompson-Robinson, which means, I mean, that seems to tell me that the Browns, I mean, he's either going to be battling with, I don't know, some other backup for the job, or if they end up drafting a quarterback at, what are they, 2nd overall, I think.
I'm sure that will work out well.
Kenny Pickett against Cam Ward in a camp quarterback battle in Berea, Ohio. I'm here for it.
Honestly, I mean, I know a guy in Cleveland. He said that they're bringing him in as a backup. I guess he'll have an opportunity to.
Well, I think it depends who the starter is, right? Like, who's it going to be? Cam Ward? Seriously. I mean.
He got that ring, though.
He does. He kneeled out the Super Bowl. Bears got. Or
did,
the
you,
Bears.
Did you happen the Browns? To see? Did you happen to see the highlights of that when Jalen Hurts goes, he wanted to go back in? They're like, nah, you're done. No, I don't want to go in. I want to go now. Like, let Kenny have his – we're trading him here in the month anyway, so let him out there.
Let him have his moment. Yeah, the Browns got themselves a Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
Once again, what do they have to lose? He's a first-round pick. He's the best opportunity you have.
Has anybody produced the meme yet? With the Browns jersey with all the quarterback names going down the list. Has anyone put Pickett at the bottom yet?
Oh, man. There have to be one of my favorites. 60 mil.
All right. Well, this has been productive. Maybe we'll do it again tomorrow if we have some Aaron Rodgers news to talk about or if anything else major happens. If not, maybe we hold it off until later in the week. Keep up on the... Yeah, we got to give Larry Yellen time to get back to us. Keep up on the social media, obviously. Find Cabali on Twitter, at Mark Cabali. It's pretty straightforward. At the Chris Mack is where I'm at. I'm not nearly as fun as Cabali, tweeting out pictures of plungers and wrestling memes all day. Which, by the way, don't spoil the end of Raw for me because I didn't stay up.
I won't.
Thank you. And we'll do it again tomorrow. I know that part already. anyway, thanks again to the Dan Heck team as well. HeckTeamHomes.com, our presenting sponsor here on Cabali and Mac. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. They will take care of you. We'll do it again soon right here on all the platforms, the X, the Facebook, the Instagram, and, of course, YouTube.